All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. We say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Okay.
We're doing great. Welcome back to town for a third time. Did you think way back when the Mavericks drafted you, that one day you would come back as this team's head coach? Was coaching even on your radar back then?
Well, the funny thing about that, when you're young, you don't even know what father time is. So when I was drafted, all I was worried about was trying to win that first game against the Nets at home, and not, you know, worried about coaching. And then as you get older, you try to figure out what paths you want to take. And this journey has taken me into coaching, which I love to do.
Yeah, what point of your career did you start thinking about coaching? Did a coach pull you aside and say, I think you'd make a good coach? Or was it something that you came up with? When did you start thinking along those lines?
I actually started thinking about it in 2010 when I came back to the Mavs. The car started to show that it was past. The tank was half full and we didn't have too much gas left. So how could I figure out, you know, how to give back to the game? Because the game has been great to me. And so one of our trainers told me that I should think about, you know, getting back into coaching, start taking notes, and I listened. And so I started to, you know, watch Rick and some of the other coaches to see what they did in different situations. And that's how it all started.
Mark Cuban said he liked the idea of the Nets when they hired Steve Nash as a relationships guy, a player, a player's coach, and he saw that possibility in you. Is that going to be your strength, your relationship building and the way you relate to the players?
Yeah, I think that would be one of the strengths, to be able to communicate with the players, have that relationship, not just on the court but off the court. Being able to, and I know everybody wants to talk about Luka, but I've pretty much played, you know, every seat on that bench, from being a starter, a franchise player, to being a role player, to being at the end of the bench, knowing that I couldn't help a team on the floor, but to be at the end of the bench to help with being positive so that the negativity doesn't creep in. And so I can share those experiences with my guys, and I think they'll trust that I've seen almost everything. I can't say I've seen everything, but I've seen almost everything. And so being able to relate to those guys and give them the answers to the test.
This is Jason Kidd, the Mavericks' new head coach. It's mentioned a lot. Mark Cuban even mentioned it yesterday, how much the game has changed with how it's played and how it's coached from the time that when you were a player to now. What's changed the most in your mind about the game?
I think the guys are younger and better. They've picked up the game. Their skill set is extremely high. Their basketball IQ is high. And then also you talk about the three-point shot. It is now used more than ever. When I first came in the league, it was about throwing it to the big and making sure that we got the closest shot. And so with that being said, that, you know, you have a lot of guys shooting threes. You have teams trying to get to 50, you know, attempts a game. And so the game is changing that way. And so as coaches and players, we have to make that adjustment. But when you're looking at the teams that are playing today, not just shooting threes, they're shooting the mid-range shot at a very high clip, and they're playing well. But also, it's the defensive end. I think we've fallen in love with the three, which is exciting. But the teams that win championships are the ones that are going to play on the other side, and that's defense.
Now that you're in place, you've got to fill out your staff. Are you the sole decision maker in terms of choosing your staff, or do Mark or Nico or somebody else have a strong hand in that?
Yeah, this is a collaboration. This is, you know, Mark, Nico, Finn, Dirk. We have all hands on deck. We're going through the process. We'll put names on the board, and we'll start that process by talking to them and seeing how they fit with other names. And so that's what we're going through the process as of today, and we'll continue until we fill out that staff.
You know, along those lines, the whole collaboration attitude, reports at the end of last season surfaced that Bob Vulgaris, a numbers guy that Mark hired, had an influence in some of the ways Rick Carlisle used his players, doled out minutes, etc. Is that something that's going to be in place going forward? And if so, would you be okay with that, with somebody helping dictate player rotations and minutes, or would you rather just be the coach?
Yeah, I think with Bob, and I wasn't here, so to speak of what how they use Bob, but analytics is a part of our game. Seeing what relationships on the court work well is something as a coach, as a tool, you want to have the best guys out there. And so when someone can tell you that, I think you use it, but, it's a tool that is used not just solely because of what someone is telling you. And so I think it's important to be able to have all the information as a coach to be able to make the right decisions.
This is Mavericks' new head coach, Jason Kidd, with us on the ticket. How different will this team look next year? It was a good run into the playoffs, but a first-round exit. Do you see a lot of changes? I know you're about to find out yourself in how it goes in free agency and all that, but what's your vision for this team?
Well, I think we can only speak about the team that we have on paper today, and it's a very young, talented team. They're exciting to watch on the offensive end. As I mentioned earlier, we do want to concentrate on the defensive end to be able to make that next step. They had a tough series against the Clippers. But again, if we can, put some of that energy and effort on the defensive end, I think we can get out of that first round. And as you brought up again, free agency is coming. The draft is here soon. And so there could be changes. And so we'll see what happens coming up here shortly.
In 2011, that Mavericks team finally won a title, and you guys played great defense. You had elite defenders. You were an elite defender, and Sean Marion was great, and, of course, Tyson Chandler made the all-defensive team. This team, as it is on paper now, doesn't have those elite defenders. Can you still be a great defensive team without elite defenders?
Yeah, I think that's you just brought up a very good point. And it's hard to guard one-on-one in this league, and I think when you talk about team defense, it's the same concept on the offensive end. We do it as a team. We start with trust and help and understanding. If we can get to that level of trusting each other and helping, you can have a very good team defensive ranking, in the sense of, I just came from L.A. We played without LeBron and AD, and still had a top-ranked defense in the league. And so if we can bring that concept here to Dallas, that first and foremost is trust, and then helping each other, we'll be fine.
Do you think this team is close, Jason, to being a title contender? Do you think they are just a player or two away, or maybe just a little development away?
Yeah, I think we're still a young team, as I brought up earlier. And I understand our owner Mark is all about winning, and so we have to build, to get that championship. And so, again, health is a big thing. The ball has to bounce your way in matchups when you get to the playoffs. And so I can't say that we're not ready to win a championship. I know everybody believes Luka is one of the best players in the world, and I believe that. But it takes a team, and so and understand here in Dallas, that's what we're working for, is to win a championship.
New Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us here on the ticket. Kristaps Porzingis got a lot of talk and attention last year, and really since he was brought into Dallas. He's got an incredibly unique skill set, but So far, it just doesn't seem like the Mavericks have been able to fully tap into it. What are your thoughts on how he can be best used?
Yeah, I think we talked about that yesterday. I think KP does have a unique skill set. And, again, being healthy is, you know, the first thing. And he can say that this summer is that he's not rehabbing an injury and that he feels great. He's excited about next season. And so that's a positive start to have that foundation that you're not worried about, you know, a past injury. And so I think for us, it's putting him in a position to be successful this summer. And as we go, that's what we're going to find out is where his strengths are on the floor and make sure that we get him there. But also continue. He's 25, 26 years old, so he's still young. And so he still has some room for development, and that's what we're here to do.
You were asked about Lucas several times yesterday, and you've talked about him, referenced him a number of times here this morning. From what we understand, you had a really good relationship with Giannis when you were in Milwaukee and LeBron when you were in Los Angeles. Every player is different, but did those experiences, you think, help you out with working with a player with talent like that?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. To have Giannis when he was 19, 20 years old, to be part of that development, to be around LeBron since 07, participating with Team USA, playing against him in 2011 in the finals. But also just understanding stars, they want to be coached. And I'm excited to have an opportunity to coach Luka. Again, as I brought up yesterday, his basketball IQ, his imagination is off the charts, and so I'm excited to have this opportunity.
You know, some people bristled a little bit when they heard that you were going to be hired by the Mavericks. The Morning News mentioned in a couple of articles that they got a lot of angry letters to the editor because the organization was hiring somebody with your history. That SI article a couple of years ago detailing the sexual harassment problems in the Mavericks workplace kind of changed the landscape around here. So what do you say to those Mavericks fans who wonder if you're the right guy to lead this organization?
Yeah, just, you know, I think understanding the journey of life. We have made mistakes. You learn from your mistakes. You continue to use the tools from those mistakes to get better and to be able to share that with others to help them in a time of need. And so as a coach, I'm here to help, to be able to talk to players, to friends, to, you know, help them understand how important it is to be able to talk to someone. Mental health is a serious thing, and so the first step is getting help. And so for me in my journey, 20 years ago, I started that by getting help and being able to use that. I have a beautiful family, 3 beautiful kids. I've been married for 10 years, and so, you know, life is great. And so for me is to be judged today and going forward.
Yeah, we first saw you here in Dallas. You're right at 20 years old, I guess, when you came to town. Certainly people do change over the years. How have you changed the most, do you think, when you look back at when you were playing or even just, say, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know everything. Understanding as a point guard, as a player, and now as a coach, I'm here to surround myself with people who know more and to continue to keep learning and to keep continuing to get better as a person. And so that's what life is all about. And along the way, you get to meet some incredible people and you treasure that.
I know you don't remember this, but we remember it. We've been at this job way too long. Back in the 90s, you, me, and George did an appearance and we had a free throw shooting contest for Mavericks tickets, and fans came out. And, yeah, I think you won the contest. So
well, I was thinking I won it. Yeah, maybe Jason did win it.
I couldn't shoot free throws back then.
Yeah, maybe George did win it.
I don't know.
But George here thinks he can be a free throw shooting coach. So maybe you could add George to your staff to help Luka.
8 years of youth basketball coaching to my credit, and I did improve just about all of our free throw shooters.
Hey, whatever it takes to win and to improve someone, so we'll have you come down and help out.
Wow.
Okay.
George, you just got hired by an NBA staff.
Part-time just been added to
NBA
the staff.
NBA assistant coach. I'm going to put that down.
George takes an analytics approach to free throw shooting, too.
Hey, Jason, it's great to have you back in town for a third time. We wish you the best of luck with the Mavericks, and thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Good luck to you.
Jason Kidd, head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Wow.
I think I'm on the staff.
I think you are, too.
Free throw shooting consultant.
How funny would it be if you did get to go down there? You spent like 10 minutes with Luka, and he turned into an 88% free throw shooter.
Or it goes the other way, and maybe I offer a little too much advice and tells me to shut the F up like he told Walgaris.
And he's really messed up at the line for the rest of his career.
Cross him up.
Mavericks fans hate you.
Oh, no. I can fix him. I've already seen a couple of just little things we'll work on. It's going to be great.
All right. Thanks to Jason Kidd for joining us. 8:32 here on The Ticket. Coming up next.
Special guest.
Oh.